And now I'm going to take action that I've been looking forward to doing for 18 months. I'm going to sign the Inflation Reduction Act.
President Joe Biden put pen to paper in the White House state dining room Tuesday to sign into law what he calls the final piece of his domestic agenda, and perhaps the biggest legislative achievement of his presidency, or at least the biggest of his presidency so far. It contains what's left of his top domestic priorities, formerly known as Build Back Better when it was a $3.5 trillion plan. Since then, it's been whittled back during months of negotiations into a $739 billion package. It's officially known as the Inflation Reduction Act, even though it will probably have only a slight impact on inflation, mostly in the longer term. More directly, it focuses on health care, the climate crisis, and corporate tax changes.
And I'm about to sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law, one of the most significant laws in our history. Let me say from the start, with this law, the American people won and the special interests lost. The American people won and the special interests lost.
The bill drops some of the proposals from Biden's original Build Back Better plan, such as paid family and medical leave, free pre-kindergarten, and extending the enhanced child tax credit. Confusingly, it's sometimes called a $740 billion bill and sometimes a $430 billion package. That's because it will raise more than $700 billion and then spend $430 billion on health and climate programs, with the rest paying down the federal deficit. On health care, it extends subsidies for Obamacare health premiums for 3 million people until after the next presidential election. It will also cut or cap the costs for some drugs for Medicare patients. But the most dramatic spending is on climate programs, aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions 40% by the year 2030.
The Inflation Reduction Act invests $369 billion to take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our energy security. It's going to offer working families thousands of dollars in savings by providing them rebates to buy new and efficient appliances, weatherize their homes, get tax credit for purchasing heat pumps and rooftop solar, electric stoves, ovens, dryers. It gives consumers a tax credit to buy electric vehicles or fuel cell vehicles, new or used.
Funding for the bill comes partly from prescription drug price savings and partly from tax changes. Those changes include closing tax loopholes for large corporations, taxing stock buybacks, and hiring more IRS workers. Republicans have blasted the measure as a reckless tax and spend bill, and indeed, it passed on party-line votes in both the House and in the 50-50 Senate, where Vice President Kamala Harris cast the deciding vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joined Biden at the signing ceremony, where he thanked the 50 members of the Senate Democratic Caucus for being persistent.
I am confident this bill will endure as one of the greatest legislative feats in decades. It'll lower costs, create millions of good-paying jobs, and is the boldest climate bill ever. Now, in normal times, getting these bills done would be a huge achievement. But to do it now, with only 50 Democratic votes in the Senate, over an intransigent Republican minority, is nothing short of amazing.
The new law caps a good recent run for Biden and Democratic lawmakers, with legislative victories on infrastructure, gun safety, microchip manufacturing, veterans' health benefits, and NATO membership for Finland and Sweden, capped off now by the Inflation Reduction Act. Schumer gives much of the credit to Biden, while also taking a shot at the previous president.
After 4 years of a president who relished creating chaos, Americans are seeing what it looks like to have a president and a Congress that's focused on delivering results that make their lives better. Mr. President, you've restored dignity, respect, and a sense of action back to the Oval Office. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The White House says Biden, Vice President Harris, and cabinet secretaries will take part in a Building a Better America tour to tout the recent legislative victories. Democrats are hoping the recent successes build momentum for Democratic candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.